When Deca Dalak was writing her first speech as the mayor of South Portland, Maine, she went looking for an inspirational quote from Desmond Tutu or Mother Teresa, and then her mom called her from Mogadishu.
She reminded me a poem or prayer that she recited for me when I started high school. It says, "My dear daughter, may God give you the gift to remain in this world longer. I beg God for you to be the leader of many ethnicities."
Deca Dalak fled Somalia 30 years ago as it approached civil war. This month, she was unanimously elected mayor by her fellow city councilors in South Portland. And now she leads a city that is about 90% white as the country's first Somali-American mayor. I asked her how she thinks about that.
It's all about the relationship building and community building. I have been doing that for the past decade and so to volunteer in soup kitchens, sit on different boards, getting to know people in all walks of life, from, folks who are homeless to folks who are in the legislature. So people know me and say, "She's not a mayor for me, she's my friend," which really makes me humble by that.
So now that you are mayor, what's at the top of your agenda?
My agenda is the same as the city council agenda. I don't have anything different than what we already set for ourselves. And one of them is to bring diversity, equity, and inclusion in our city, to hire more people of color, to make sure that we have women in our leadership positions, right? Another goal of ours is to increase, affordable housing. We have young people who cannot afford in this city. That is ridiculous. That doesn't make no sense. Another goal that we have is to mitigate climate crisis, right? We are a coastal city, and 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now, we don't know whether we are going to be underwater or not.
Is there a specific experience you can tell us about from all of that volunteer work and paid work that you did that you take with you into your new role as mayor that informs the way you're approaching this new job?
Yeah, I think one positive thing is that always, always connect with people. In 2016, we had a really Islamophobia that happened in our state and in our city. And for that, we created a Muslim and non-Muslim women conversation, if you will. And I opened up and I said, "Anything you say will not be held against you. Please say what you have in your heart, and we will learn from each other," right? So one woman, stand up, a white woman, said that, "I think all Muslims are terrorists." And instead of, calling her out, we called her in, said, "Come on, let's talk about it. What do you think? How did you hear this?" So what happened is that woman ended up inviting us in her church. Next one.
When you look back now at your journey to the U.S. 30 years ago, how do you feel about the distance you've traveled?
Long. And, I never thought of running for office ever. I did not even dream about it. But by getting involved in politics, by getting involved in community work, by getting involved in volunteering, I found out that if I don't do this, who's going to do it? If I do start doing it, maybe others will follow.
That is Deca Dalak, new mayor of the city of South Portland, Maine, the first Somali-American mayor in the United States. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so, so very much for having me.